brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
Well, before you walk in the stadium, you smell the smoke and smell the hamburger. On a Tunes by Data game, we may cook 300 pounds. You know, that's a big rivalry game.
Welcome to the Football Fridays in Georgia Beyond the Lights podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Gooden. Join us each month as we pull back the curtain to find out what really goes into making high school sports in Georgia so successful. From head coaches to concession stand operators, I want to find out how the magic is made. So this is the very last episode of Beyond the Lights for this summer. And this is it, guys. This is the one that we have all been waiting for. We are finally diving into concession stands and found the best stadium food across the state. From what I've learned, nobody does it better than Toombs County. And here to talk to us all about the infamous or just downright famous Billy Burger is Michael Grimes. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Hannah. It's good to be with y'all.
So you are a Toombs County School Board member there in Lyons, Georgia. But what is your association with the Billy Burger?
Well, every Friday night we cook Billy Burgers at home games. And I'm one of the cooks along with, I got a head basketball coach, Coach Goodwin, and a couple other guys in the community, Will Raynor. We cook Billy Burgers every Friday night at home games.
When did this tradition start? Who's Billy?
Mr. Billy was Mr. Billy Robinson. He's one of the guys that started cooking hamburgers at the Toombs County games. And he passed away 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when we really started calling it Billy Burgers and his tradition as cooking. He was cooking one Friday night, and I walked up, and I said, Mr. Billy, where's all your help? Don't have any. I said, well, I'd be glad to help you, sir. The next Friday night home game, I started helping him and been there ever since.
And the rest is history. Well, John Nelson told me that people make this a priority for their day. They go over, they get a Billy Burger for lunch. They're taking boxes back to classrooms, boxes back to work. People just organize their dinner around this. They know they're going to get a Billy Burger at the stadium on Friday night. What makes it so special?
Well, the chairman of the school board made us a grill. It's actually four grills in one. There's two grills under each top, and we use charcoal. So it's a hand-padded hamburger at a ground chuck, and we season it and grill it on charcoal. That's what makes it special.
I don't want to affect sales. You know, you got to keep some secrets. But besides the charcoal, what makes the Billy Burger so good? What do you do? How do you make it?
Well, like I said, it's a hand-padded hamburger, and all we season with is salt and pepper, and it's grilled over charcoal.
Any special seasonings? Just salt and pepper?
Just salt and pepper.
Wow.
Hey, Hannah.
Hey, Jeremy.
I'm listening, okay. And I'm curious, is this a grill in the concession stand, or is it outside of the field?
Oh.
It's actually beside the concession stand. There's like a lean-to covering the grill. And, you know, when you walk in, or before you walk in the stadium, you smell the smoke and smell the hamburger. So, you know, that helps drive sales also. But like Hannah was saying, we have people to come. We usually start cooking around 4 o'clock, getting the grills ready, and the grill's hot, and, you know, about probably 6:30, we start getting hamburgers ready, and people come up by 4 or 5, take home, eat for dinner, and then come back to the ball game.
Heck yeah. I want one of those fresh Billy Burgers. I want one of the first ones.
Well, you know, we cook until game time. Most of the time we cook anywhere from 100 pound to 200 pound. Wow. On a Toombs by Data game, we may cook 300 pound. You know, that's a big rivalry game. But you can go to the concession stand and buy your bun and come over to the grill and get one right off the grill.
So 200 to 300 pounds of meat. How many burgers is that per game?
We get three burgers to the pound. So you're talking about every 100 pounds is 300 burgers.
Wow. And are you selling out?
Some nights we sell out and some nights we don't.
Do the players eat the Billy Burgers?
If we have some left over, usually they do.
I'm sorry. This is Jeremy again. And you said that you go to the concession stand and get a bun and then come to the grill.
To the grill.
And you get the fresh burger right there.
Get it right off the grill. Medium rare, well, however you want it to.
Oh, custom order.
Yeah.
How do you eat your Billy Burger? What do you put on it?
I like ketchup on mine.
Cheese?
Cheese is fine. We have a sauce we mix together we call Billy sauce also.
There it is. That's what we've been looking for. Yes,
what?
Okay.
There's a sauce?
Well, if I tell you everything that goes in that, I might have to kill you, so, you know.
Michael, you've completely buried the lead here. So there is a secret sauce, secret Billy sauce with the Billy Burger. That's it. I'm heading down to Tombs, and I'm going to have to get one of these this season.
Well, we'll be glad to have you.
Can you tell me, like, what's in the base of the sauce? No. We can't give it away. Maybe I'll text you. I'll get...
Hannah, no. I mean, honestly, from where we sit right now, Tombs County's football field is like 3 hours away. Can we get a little bit of knowledge of what's in the sauce? Because
well,
it is a three-hour drive for us.
Base with ketchup.
Okay, base with ketchup. And how? So you said it's 3 hours. So if we get in the car right now, we will be there at 4:15, and it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
Michael's going to have to fire up the grill for us.
We can do that.
Michael, where's Lyons, Georgia? Where is it on the map?
It's Tombs County. We're about halfway in between Macon and Savannah off of 16, probably 15 miles off of 16.
Yep.
Going southeast.
There it is. Do you know of any other schools that do burgers like this or special food at their stadium, or are you guys just the best?
We're the best as far as a good grilled hamburger goes. I mean, I travel around with the team every year. I've been doing this probably 25 years, and I've never eat a hamburger at a football game, anything like it. I've eaten something that was good, but not great.
Well, Michael, I cannot thank you enough for being here. Jeremy, do you have any more questions about the Billy Burger?
If we sent you dry ice, would you pack them and send them to us?
Well, the best thing to do is y'all just going to have to load up on a Friday afternoon and come to Tombs County.
That is true.
I don't know if you've ever been to a Tombs County by-day rivalry game, but it lasts all week.
I think we're just going to have to put this in the schedule, Jeremy.
Yes, I agree, Hannah. And I am a big fan of the community effort to get this done. And the fact that the school board is involved with this. I mean, these are people building grills, especially for hamburgers on Friday nights.
It's pretty special, huh?
I have to send Hannah some pictures. The first Friday night we're cooking, which is going to be August the 9th, a picture of the grills and a picture with them loaded with hamburgers. And teams will hopefully be in the playoffs this year, and you just might have to come down.
I'm going to need all of these pictures. How much is a Billy Burger?
I think they $3. Don't hold me to that.
That's a steal. I want two. Do they come with fries? What are the sides?
We have French fries, fried fish all night. We have chicken tenders, fried fish all night long. And, you know, naturally chips and candy and drinks.
Well, I'm hungry. I'm officially hungry. So I think we're going to call this a podcast so Jeremy and I can go get a subpar burger somewhere. That's not quite the Billy Burger. So, Michael, I can't thank you enough for being here and explaining this to us. We've been waiting all year for this podcast, and you're it. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate it, and Toombs County Football, thank you also.
And, Michael, thank you so much for being here. This is the podcast we have been waiting all summer for.
It actually is. You, ever since you said that we were going to talk to somebody about concessions...
You thought I was crazy.
Well, no, that's completely different and separate. But the idea of these, they're coming out there to grill before every home game, and like the smoke, I imagine the smoke mm-hmm. covering the stands.
Drafting over the field.
Yes.
All night long.
It's like one of those cartoons.
It's like a hamburger haze.
Yes.
Over the field.
A hamburger haze.
I can kind of like smell it now. I can kind of just picture the whole thing.
Right? It is. It's everything that makes Georgia high school football great.
It is. It is.
Summed up in one $3 hamburger.
Absolutely.
Or two, maybe two $3 hamburgers.
Yeah. Definitely two.
First half, definitely. Second half.
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely two. Yeah. And that's why we saved the best for last.
We got to go down there.
I know.
Are there other teams that do stuff like this?
I don't know. Let's ask. If you have a concession stand, like a very special food at your concession stand, at your home team, send it to us. We're at GPB Sports on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Hannah C. Gooden. So send it to us and we'll start featuring. We'll make a whole blog post out of these.
Well, this, it sounds like a
road
trip.
And then we can make a tour.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds
like a road trip. We can make a tour. Well, this was great. This was great. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for listening all summer long to Beyond the Lights. This was really fun. I hope to bring this back next year because diving into these stories was a lot of fun and really special for us. But for now, the regular Football Friday in Georgia podcast begins next Monday weekly. So we are now weekly the rest of the season with John Nelson and I. Hopefully you don't get too sick of us before our season starts October. On August 16th, not October. I don't even know what month it is. Football season starting. Things get crazy. We will see you guys soon. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.